Good evening, and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter, for the 26th of January, 2023. Got to get used to saying that. 2023, wow. This week's topic is Knowledge is Power, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Should you feel led to plant a financial seed in our media ministry, please visit donate.eamedia.online or visit store.eamedia.online. Help keep the truth online. Hi, Kirk Barron. Say a prayer for tonight. I'm not going to ask God. I'm not going to pray that my cold gets better. The same cold I had last week. I was out of work yesterday. I can breathe a little better today, but someone said, maybe you got COVID. And I'm like, you know, if I got COVID, it's for me and God to know only. I'm not putting nothing stuffed up my nose to find out if I've got some fake disease. Anyway, let's get off that topic. Heavenly Father, we pray for all those great people that are up running for election this year, that are pushing and promoting your great works. There are so many people. There's literally, I guess the best word is a plethora. I'm astonished to see the number of people running for the school boards and the county commissioners and town leaders. We pray that those who join your word and who stand by you, Heavenly Father, please pray that we push them forward and let the world and let the local communities and municipalities, their light and the light of God shining through their blessed eyes, that we may take back our nation little by little from the bottom up. And this is the most important year to do that. We pray for those judges that are running, because judges can rule for or against our great religious beliefs. And anyone who doesn't vote for the judges better look and see who they support. And Heavenly Father, let's send that light of those great candidates, the ones who support you and support us, so that we may all understand where God's will lies. We pray these things in your heavenly, glorious name, O Lord. Amen. Donors list today. January, one-time donors, Andy, Dave, Marcy, Bedlam. Current Truth Premium subscribers, Linda, David, Bruce, Charlotte, and Gary. And patrons, Alicia and Dan. And for all our great sponsors who come here and visit our podcast every week, thank you so much. You basically keep our podcast going, so you're the most important piece of the podcast. An interesting thing that came by on... I don't know if they do that. They just pop these things sporadically. Hi, Joanne. Hi, Anna. So something popped up on my screen. I was doing a search, and it said the best Christian talk podcast for 23 from Player FM, and it included Christian Talk Radio, and it was Politically Incorrect with Trump delegate and Andy Schechter on Thursday night at 9 p.m. and then Mars Bars, California and San Diego traffic. It was 20 hours ago. I haven't been able to find. And then do that sporadically or something. But I thought it was pretty cool. It gave me some incentive to push on with podcasts and to keep the truth going. Hi Joanne. We have a new family member. Anna, my daughter, we have a new family member. No, I'm sorry. It's not a baby. She already has one baby. She's got this crazy black cat Binks. If I got that wrong, Anna, correct me on that, but I think it's called Binks. It seems like a nutcase cat, but I'm sure she'll enjoy it. But he's not crazy, she says. He just likes to hide in the rafters. Well, he'll come around, I'm sure. It's a cute little thing, but anyway, new addition to their family, so there you go. Everyone needs a good cat or a dog in their house. Keep them company. So tonight's topic is very important. I was going to continue on with my 2022 summary, and I couldn't piece together what I wanted, and I wasn't feeling well all week. But I started to think of some things, and I'm going to build up to this one because I always build to my political, you know, this whole thing is you know, politically motivated, whether it's, you know, religious politically or whatever. And we're going to build up to it slowly because, you know, knowledge is power. And again, I want you to keep that in mind. This is going to be the most important thing, one of the most important podcasts of the year, especially as we approach 2024 elections coming up. And he said the judges, make sure you vote for judges. The judges are the most important. People forget about them. These judges are the ones that make these decisions. In Pennsylvania, we've got a whole bunch of liberal judges that don't like God and they don't like us. So, you know, they don't like family values. You know, that's just a bad, it's really bad. And we elected them and we put them back in after they got elected. They've got to be confirmed every few years. So keep an eye on what judges are up and go out and vote. For those of you in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, we have a special election on a Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 31st, for Senate. There's three candidates, two and a write-in. There's Democrat and Republican, and the Republican, of course, is the one I'm pushing for. The Democrat that's running isn't actually that bad of a candidate, but the Republican's a really good person. So anyway, you can read up on them at your leisure. Now, anyway, to get the facts, and again, here's knowledge is power. You need to know, like for these judges, for instance, and I didn't want to get started on politics, but I'll just say you have to know what they stand for. And, you know, knowledge is to know. It's knowledge is the truth. You know, knowledge is not third party, not things that can't be proven. And in this day and age, it's hard to find the real knowledge. I don't believe anybody. I listen to everybody, but I may take notes, but I don't believe anybody until I've seen it proven with my own two eyes and put my hands to it. And even then, I sometimes question whether it's reality or not. It's very important. But years ago, I started proselytizing about what the government was doing, trying to figure out where they were headed. What they were putting a lot of crazy rules into effect, stupid things. Now, you know, they nibble at us. They nibble at us bottom up. They take things away that we're not going to miss. Then they use those as case proof that they can nibble away at other pieces that are bigger pieces that are more important to us. And we don't realize until everything's gone, we don't realize that it's gone. So you have to have that. You have to look and keep an eye out for what's going on out there. You know, there's stupid things. You know, people laugh at me. And I've had people say, "Boy, you're insane." I'm a mad scientist. They've always called me that, but I can't practice my mad science anymore because the government won't let me, and they've taken all this away. You know, they've got these things. Here's an interesting thing. Now, I buy watches. I'm very particular. There's two things I need in a watch. The one thing I need is, of course, it's got to keep accurate time. It's got to be water resistant or waterproof because I don't like to take it off. And the most important thing to be able to see at any time of day or night. So I buy a high quality watch with tritium dial hands. Now, tritium is a radioactive gas that comes from nuclear reactors. It's a byproduct. It's a version of helium. And it's hydrogen rather, not helium. I'm brain dead. The mad scientist has lost it. It's the cold getting in my brain. But either way, it's one of those two light elements. Anyway, it's radioactive. They put it in a little tube and they put this phosphorescent stuff around it, and it glows, nice little green glow or yellow glow. And you can see the watch any time of day or night. You don't have to worry about those things you got to put in the sunlight, and then an hour later you can't see them anymore. And people made fun of me. I said, "Well, look, you know, I used to do search and rescue. That's where it all started. And we used to do cave rescues when I was back down when I lived near Philadelphia. We used to do cave rescue. And if a cave crashes in on you, your watch is going to stop working very quickly if it's got those luminous hands that rely on the sun to light them up." But yet the government and people that talk about the watches are like, "Oh, this other crap works just as well. It'll glow for hours." Yeah, and if you're stuck down in a mine shaft in a coal mine that's caved in, or down in a cave, and you're trapped in there, you may be down there for 20, 30 hours, and you're not going to be able to see what time it is or know what's going on. You know, I also they had these other tubes that were bigger versions of those little glow tubes that are in your watch. They're much bigger, like 2 or 3 inches long. and they glow like mad. Like they glow like a glow stick, right? So they made them illegal. You can own them, but you can't buy them. It's really weird. You can't buy them and you can't sell them in the United States. Anywhere else in the world, even in Great Britain, you can buy these things, but not in the United States, because they said you can't have them. Now, you can't have them because the government decided they were frivolous. Now, I want you to real closely look at the facts here. This is what I said, knowledge is power, because you're looking at, and this may sound like such a stupid topic, but it's going to lead on other things that are more important to other people. But, you know, you look at a what the government said is that you can put the tritium in a watch because it's a necessity. It's something that's useful. And they were saying that the tubes with the tritium in them are frivolous. They actually used the words frivolous in their ruling. You know, now we were using those tubes like glow sticks. So then the cavers and some of the others said, well, you just use a glow stick. Well, yeah, glow stick runs for 7 or 8 hours. That tritium tube lasts for 40 years. There's a huge difference, folks. When you're trapped in the dark and you need some sort of light to get your work done, to get out of there and to save yourself, it is not frivolous, but the government decided that these things are frivolous. The people I talk to say they're frivolous. You don't need them. Our sunlight glow sticks work just as well. But they never ask people why they need something that glows forever. There's uses for it, but it's frivolous. We're not allowed to have anything that's frivolous, apparently. And most what they're doing is, because what they're doing now is they're saying that a lot of things that we buy are frivolous, which is why you're seeing and useless or duplicitous. You look in a grocery store and look at the things that they don't market anymore. They don't sell anymore. Now, they don't market things to people that want them. They market things that sell. So unless, and you can go on that Shark Tank and watch this. If you're not going to sell billions and billions of these things, nobody wants to deal with them. You know, there's no market for any specialty items. And to get a specialty item approved by the government, if it's something unusual, it's even harder, because the government will call it frivolous. They will call it unneeded. And you'll be out of the market. You know, there's so many examples of that. I could go on and on, but that's not the purpose of this dissertation. The discussion is supposed to be on how you can become more knowledgeable. And while before we get to that topic, we're going to have a real brief promo today, because we've got a new sponsor. We're going to give a shout out to one of our great supporters, swagdials.com. Now, you're talking about watches. I'm talking about these expensive watches that I like to buy that don't rot on your hands. I really can't stand watches that rot away on your hands. And I got acidic skin, I guess. But anyway, these folks have some of the greatest watches, swagdials.com. You go to check out their website for affordable luxury watches, wonderful jewelry and other cool items. I went there, got some really great stuff there. So you go nuts over there, you love it. And again, you can go to swagdials.com. I'm sure you'll really, just be sure to bring your credit card. Yeah, because you're going to buy something from them. They're a really great sponsor of ours, and enjoyed them. And anyway, so I'm going to carry on here, and I'm going to get into the political aspect of knowledge is power. So you look at what's going on right now. Now, we talked in the past about fake news and, more important, deep fake. Now, deep fakes are scary. They actually had just saw an article, and this just came up today. So I'm going to put this in first before I forget it, because I don't have it on my list to talk about. There was a fellow who was in California who created a website, don't pay up or something like that, .com. And what it was he had created an artificial intelligence thing that used DaVinci and a bunch of other intelligence engines. And what he invented was a pair of eyeglasses, kind of like those things that Google had out for a little while, where you put them on, you can see like a computer screen, basically. But it's designed for people that got traffic tickets, that you could go to court and that your watch would monitor and listen to what the judge is saying and what the defendants are saying and everything. And then it would come back and tell you what to say. Basically, it was like your attorney. So it would come back and official intelligence would respond. And then you could answer the judge. You could answer the questions that were asked. And they would tell you when not to say anything. I thought it was pretty cool. Well, what California did is they went out and they said, and the Bar Association of California went out and said they were going to file suit against this guy and take him down for everything penny he's worth. Because he's practicing law without a license. Practicing law without a license. You know, you should be able to defend yourself in any way you like. I really don't understand why you can't, if you're speaking up and defending and you have the tools at your disposal, why you can't defend yourself. You know, that's why lawyers are charged so much. But the thing that really irked me is the way they got him on it. They said, so they were debating whether or not they could get the guy on practicing law without a license, because it's not the guy doing it. It's an artificial robot. So I do the guy for practicing without a license. Well, you know what they did? They said that they were going to sue him because his product recorded court proceedings. They're not allowed to record court proceedings. I mean, that kind of makes sense. I kind of understand that. But this is where, you know, you see this coming. It's artificial intelligence. We need to really look into it. When you look at the real evil in society, there's a couple of things. Computers are the most evil thing that ever was created. I've said that since I was a kid, since a computer came into existence. I said, this technology is going to destroy the world. See, knowledge used to travel slowly. And people that had the knowledge had the power. The great statesmen and the great people the church people that went around speaking the word of God, everybody would travel by horseback and by foot. And it's not a quick way to get around. When you don't have a telephone, of course you didn't have the internet or anything back then, but you know, back in the day, the knowledge had chance to stew. So if somebody said, let's say it's 1795, and somebody says, Hunter Biden was hiding secret documents or whatever. I'm just using names as an example. And then what would happen is they would start to little by little walk from one place to another. They'd walk to they'd take a horse back to the state capitol. By the time it was done, either one of two things happened. Either the knowledge was not worth anything at that point because the whole thing had passed, or it was proven true, and then they could do something with it. So most of the knowledge in days gone by up until the internet was pretty much factual. Even when days of radio and then later television, it was still a sluggish transformation of information. You know, there wasn't any instantaneous transformation, even after satellites started to proliferate the air. It wasn't until the internet came into being that suddenly this knowledge becomes fake. It's not knowledge, it's information that's fake. You know, I don't honestly know what to believe anymore. You know, everything you need to take with a grain of salt. And what you need to do, you need to find the closest firsthand source of your information, and then try to validate that source. But the problem is that once we hear something, it's like we're going to pass it on. Oh, this does that, or that does this, and bang! All of a sudden, it's got 10 million views on Instagram and it's on Facebook and whatever. But it's not true. And I was going over a lot of the information that was passed in the 2016 elections. Man, I'm telling you, you want to know some fake information? I can believe some of the stuff that people passed. I saved a lot of it. But I even passed some stuff that I didn't know that I thought was true and wasn't, because it came from a reputable source. You know, when you look at, Donald Trump and Mike Lindell, and you're talking about the 2020 election, you know, and all of a sudden, what's the truth and what's not? We don't know. So if you have true knowledge, first knowledge, it's incredibly valuable. When you go into, say, becoming, I'm looking at running for prothonotary. Well, I got fed up. I want to get back in office again, so maybe I can move up, and keep this path going. So I was going to run for commissioner. Everybody says, you got to run for commissioner. Yeah, commissioner, it's a clerk job. It pays a decent wage, but there's about 30 people now running on the Republican ticket, rather, and a couple on the Democrat ticket. And I mean, there's no way, even with the great power of the Almighty, there's no way I'd be able to get elected to that position. So I was thinking of maybe running for council again, which is another challenge because the Democrats don't like me in town because I fought the council and won. Yeah, doesn't make any sense, folks. I don't get it. You know, and I fought the council and won because of the knowledge that I gained by learning. See, you learn the source, and then when somebody comes up against you, you've got the knowledge to fight them. If you don't have the answer, if you come up swinging with both hands, and you don't know where to punch, you're going to lose the battle. You know, if you come up with a 12 gauge shotgun and somebody comes after you in the alley with an automatic rifle, fully automatic rifle, you're going to lose the battle most likely. You know, it's you have to have the knowledge to know what meets you at the other end. You've got to imagine that by gaining the knowledge. I was thinking of going for this prothonotary position, and people say, what's the prothonotary? I really love that. What's the prothonotary? Well, it's the head clerk of the civil court, basically. So I did some research, and I thought, this is pretty cool. You know, it's pretty cool because you get a lot of knowledge of the court systems. There's a lot of stuff that goes down with that. And politically, there's a lot of things that go down too. People, you want to fight the issues. It all goes through the courts. So it's kind of interesting that, you know, there's a position that nobody wants. Nobody wants this because nobody has the wherewithal to find out what it's all about. It's actually quite a challenging and intriguing position. But without the knowledge of what it is, you got to learn how to do the job before you get in there, even if you're not going to take the job. Because the only way you can debate and win a battle, whether it's a battle for school board or a battle to change the curriculum in your schools, you need the knowledge, and it's got to be accurate knowledge. The worst thing that can happen is when you come up in a debate and you stand up. I've seen this where people stand up before the school board or before the council, and they rattle on for, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. And what they're saying is completely false. And they're laughed out of the meeting. You know, their whole thought train was based on conspiracy theories. You know, conspiracy theories aren't going to do us any good, folks. We got a big election coming up in 2024. We've got a lot of elections coming up this year for the folks coming in late. Just remember, there's the judicial elections are up, and they're one of the most important. You know, state judiciary is one of the most important offices for keeping conservatives in power. And yet people don't go out to vote in the off years. You know, the most important thing, learn about who's running, learn what they do, learn what the judges do. You know, yeah, the Republicans get back on track. Republicans, and Eric says Republicans need new leadership. And that's absolutely true. See, that's another problem. We don't look into what these groups do. You know, you can become a part of that leadership in your state, and then a part in nationwide, because the states control the nation in the party. If you get into the party, you can actually move up the chain and actually be able to affect where things are going, but not without the knowledge of what to do. So knowledge is the most important thing. You need to learn about what's going on. And we need to all learn about what's happening in 2024. Because we've got a lot of people going to be coming in there trying to run for president, and you're going to see a lot of change there. And like I said, our the Republican National Committee, that's got to change. And Eric says he believes that Dylan potential to turn things around. I mean, the whole leadership is just ridiculous at both the federal and the state levels. I know our state leadership in the Republican Party is ridiculous. I don't think we're going to see another party. That's the problem. You know, we really need a third party that actually can work, but I don't think we're going to see it in my lifetime. I wish we did. We need to learn. We need to think ahead. Plan. Life is like a chess game, and politics is like a chess. Everything you do in life is like a chess game. Now, there's two ways to play chess. I'm going to clue you in on this. I've won many a chess match against greater brains than myself. I'm not an avid chess player, but there's two ways to play chess. You see, the chess is based on, and I want you to think of life in general, and particularly politics and the political situation we're in about playing chess. So chess is a battle game. That's why you've got all the battle heroes, the rooks and the pawns and the king and the queen and all that. And normally what you're doing is you're playing strategies that are based on past experience. Computer chess games do the same thing. They go through all the moves that have been done in the past. There's certain set plays that are done, and you can switch plays in the game. So you'll start it a certain way, and then you can actually switch in the middle of the game. But people play chess that are the ones that are considered the geniuses. They'll play chess the way you're supposed to play chess by the rules. And you can go to battle and play by the rules, you know. And I went to school down into some bad areas in Philadelphia, and then Temple University, and down at Drexel University. There were some really bad apples down there that you have to be careful for. And if you ever got in a battle with one of those folks, you didn't play fair. I mean, you know, they laugh at guys that go in and bite and stomp on feet and whatever. You cheat. You do whatever you've got to do to win the battle so you don't die, basically. Well, the same thing with a chess game. What you do is you play based on street gang fights instead of playing the way that a commander-in-chief of an army would be. You play like a street battle. And that's the way we need to play. And I win a lot of games that way. And people look at me like, what moves are you playing? I'm playing my moves, buddy. And you're never going to, they'll never be played a second time, and you're never going to win against them. And it's the same way with politics. And you know, Eric says he believes Trump's the best in terms of the presidential candidate. So the trick is, how can we push that, and how can we get his the stigma that the Democrats have put on him? We've got to pull that off. We've got to push that. We've got to make him look like the king of kings, so to speak, and you know, we've got to make him look like he's a hero. And you know, it's going to be interesting. And with DeSantis, there's a couple of groups. There's a group over in Newtown, the fellow that was a delegate with me for Donald Trump 2016, and he's pushing, his group's pushing that's Ron DeSantis. Personally, I don't think that DeSantis can win, but I don't think Trump can win unless we build him up. It's our duty as the pawns and the rooks and the little guys on the chessboard. It's our duty to build this up on media, build it up on with our friends, try to smooth out the relations between people and Donald Trump. If you want Donald Trump to be in there as a presidential candidate. Now, Eric says Donald Trump would be foolish to select Mike Pence. Mike Pence is not, you know, if Trump runs, he needs to pick somebody that people will hate if something happened to him, like if they would impeach him. So, and Pence was ideal for that. But yeah, but like Eric says, Pence sold his soul. So we're thinking here. See, this is what we've got to do. But what we come up with is what you know, you say you don't think Pence should pick this or that. We need to pick for him. We need to come in and give the polls and say, look, this is what we think is going to work. You know, whoever it is and whatever it is. Again, it's the knowledge. We need to know who can win, what chance they have to win, and what it's going to take to make them win. You know, Trump has a strong battle, a heavy battle ahead of him if he's going to run again. He's got millions and millions of people that just freaking hate him and that made a fool out of him. Yet he's probably the best candidate, their best president, and probably the best candidate. Now Biden has made a fool out of himself, and now you know Trump has a little bit better of a holding. Their big thing was, these secret documents and all this. Well, guess what? They all had secret documents. All the modern presidents had secret documents. Crazy. So it's like, you know, we need to do the research. We need to get that knowledge to be able to fight these battles. And particularly at the local levels, you need to know who's running your town. I mean, how many people on my podcast tonight know who's running their town? Who's their supervisor? Who's their commissioners? Who's on their school board? And you know what irks me too? School boards refuse to release the curriculum. Like we shouldn't know. Like their kids are learning this. They're learning it at home. They don't want us to even watch their when they were doing it at home during the pandemic. They were trying to figure out ways that we couldn't see that. What's with that? You know, we need to know what's going on, folks. And it needs to be open. And they're closing things up more and more and more. You know, taking away the the radio systems in Pennsylvania and a lot of other states, they're putting them encrypted so you can't hear the police, you can't hear the firefighters. We don't know what's going on in our town. The reporters don't know what's going on. I mean, this is just not good. I mean, this is really bad. We need, you know, knowledge is power. And if you lock that knowledge up, you've got the power. That's why people hate the police. You know, I believe they have a great job. I would never want to be a cop, but you know what? You know, it's just crazy. But we need to gain that knowledge back. We need to demand an open society, an open government. We need to have that knowledge. They're afraid that the terrorists are going to take over with, you know, they become the terrorists when they take the power away from us. They become the dictators of our land. It's just not good. You know, yes, parents are going to find it. Civics is not being taught. Yeah, you and I see what's taught in school. What's taught in school is that, you know, black people are better than white and Hispanics are better than blacks. And you know, I don't have a problem teaching black history. I think it's great. I think it's so important. I've started doing a lot of research into the black history. There's a fellow, a writer that is on my, that goes to my fair in the fall for the writer's booth. And he wrote a couple of books on black history. And I'm telling you, it's very important. But pushing this, yeah, sex ed, that's another one. Early sex ed and, you know, CRT, the, you know, all that common core math and this modern math, it's useless. You don't learn from it. You don't learn how to do mathematics. You know, this, we don't have that knowledge of what they're actually doing. You know, yeah, critical hate theory. I like that one there. And we need to take back. And I keep saying, emphasizing this, we need to take back and we need to know what's going on. You know, it's crazy. And yes, Eric says sex ed should wait till middle and high school. That's what we used to do. In fact, in middle school, they didn't really teach sex ed. They didn't teach very much. You know, it's, you learned that on your own on the back streets and from your parents and that sort of thing. You know, that's not for school learning. That's not something you do in school. You know, there should be people to talk with that and like the health professionals in the schools and whatnot. But, you know, sex ed can only go so far. That's not for the schools to be teaching. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. There you go. And most importantly, you know, history is very important too. You don't see much history anymore either, because you've got to learn from the past. What they're trying to do is wipe out history. They very rarely teach history in any of these schools anymore. And history is incredibly important. Because if you don't know what happened in the past, you know, you're going to repeat those same errors in the future. And that's what they're doing to us. They're just destroying the whole world doing that. It's ridiculous. Knowledge is power, folks. We need the knowledge. We need the power. We need to get back that knowledge. We need to demand that in an open society. Home economics, music, and art are important. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the common things, and I'm going to close on one thing. We're starting to run out of time here, but, and my voice is starting to go again. But, you know, I had a class called in middle school, or maybe it was high school, middle school, I think it was, that was called A Man's World or Man's World or something like that. And it was, and it's not what it sounds like though, because what it is it was designed for the single fathers, the stay at home fathers, as society was changing. And it was a class that taught cooking and sewing and typing and all kinds of cool things. And I really enjoyed it. I really got a lot out of that. I think you need a well-rounded education, a practical education. We've lost that practicality even in our colleges. You know, the college is the most useless thing you can take these days, unless you're going to be a physician or something that requires it. You know, there's only a few things that really require a college degree. And, you know, it's just crazy. Yeah, business ed, typing classes. I'll tell you, the typing today is not like it was years ago. When I was young, we pounded on a typewriter. And if you could pound out 120 words a minute on a typewriter, you were rocking. You know, Anna says that high school diplomas. High school is good as long as it's taught right. That's the problem. But you know, back then the classes had meaning to them. I'll never forget the one class I had was on called immunology, and it was in high school. We actually did a project. We were working with interferon and cures for cancer. We were doing that in high school, and you know, I remember that to such a degree that it was ingrained in me that when you took a test tube, you had to use one hand to open and close the cap you'll be able to do it with one hand to take the stopper out, and it never had to be open too long because otherwise the bacteria would, again, we proved that. You take a lid off a Petri dish for 2 minutes and you closed it, and next thing you know, there's mold growing on it and all kinds of other bugs. So when, and it's gotten to me now that when I open a pickle jar, I take my pickles out and shut the lid right away or put something over it because I know that those bugs are going to come down. It's something I learned that had nothing to do with that, but that I learned it from that. We don't get that education anymore. It's not that way anymore. And we need it. We need to fix that. We need to have people educated to be able to do things, to be able to get there in the government and actually make changes, to get there in the world and actually be able to use their talents. Because if you don't have those talents, you're going to be ended up on welfare and out in the cities now smoking joints and dying from overdoses and gang fights. It's, you know, we got to get this back where people have jobs and where people have skills that they can use on their own. And to do that, we need to know on in our schools in particular and in our government. So anyway, I will leave you with that thought. So I want you to go out and learn something between now and next Thursday. Learn something, bring it back to me, tell me what you learned. It's very important. And don't forget, Pennsylvania residents, we have an election on Tuesday the 31st for senator. That's for Northeast PA, for senator. And there's a couple out, I think, in Pittsburgh, so a couple of elections for this area in Pennsylvania. Keep an eye out, because a lot of those are missed, and then we lose an opportunity there. Anyway, know when your elections are, know who's running, and know what they stand for, most importantly, and will they free our citizenship and citizens? Will they free our knowledge? Will they give us back what we've lost over the many years of being pushed into submission by the government? Anyway, I'm going to say good night at this point, and we'll see what happens next week. I don't know how to have a topic. I may get back on that 2022 because some things are going over to 2023 are coming up. So we'll see where that heads. And anyway, we will be here again. And thank you, Eric. Thank you, everybody, for coming tonight. Without you, we have no show. Invite your friends, and we'll go from there. And folks, have a great evening. We'll see you next Thursday, same time, 10 p.m. Eastern time on Podbean, Politically Incorrect. All right, and have a good evening. I'm going to go take some cough medicine. See you next week. God bless you all.